And then as we round out this leg of the trip, our fourth stop will be an opportunity for us to bring things together and focus on the implications of all this technology and all the networking and all of those different pieces, their impact on learning, their connections to learning. And always want to bring the conversation back to learning. And so I've provided a piece of from a textbook that I helped co-author. This is actually a chapter that I wrote, and it's not the full chapter by any means. It's by maybe a fifth of the whole chapter. But I pulled out some pieces that are absolutely applicable to what we are exploring in this module. And strongly encourage you to read it and consider all of it. Some of it is going to be a review. Some of it will be new information. And some of it will be information you've seen before already in the class, but it's going to have new elements to it. It might push your thinking a little bit. But all of it's going to, at the end of the chapter, all of it's going to tie back into learning. In the idea of integrating with learn and integrating these tools and technologies and these strategies with learning, which of course is, like I've said, the primary focus of all of this in this course. But I've provided the chapter for very strategic reasons. They probably won't be obvious to you now, but as the rest of the course begins to unfold, I think you'll begin to see that this chapter, from start to finish, has been developed in a very strategic way, and we're headed somewhere in particular. And so I'm really hoping that you'll take the time on each stop of this journey. There are four stops. Don't rush any of it. Stop and smell the roses and enjoy the journey. Do a little bit of exploration. But at the same time, be mindful of your time. And there might be some times where, if you read carefully, there are times, one or two times where I say, look over the information below. And then there are other times, like the chapter, I say, read this carefully. And so I try to help you gauge how to invest your time in these things. But all in all, as I mentioned at the beginning of Module 1, the first two modules of this course are really laying the foundation. And so they're going to be a bit heavier, take a little bit more time and effort than all the rest of the course. And so I'm aware of that. But that also comes with the expectation that you're going to work on this over the whole period of time that you have to complete this module, that you don't wait till the day or two before and just, bulldoze your way through it, because that certainly isn't optimal for your learning or for your experience. I really think you'll find this to be a really great part of the journey, and I think it will open your eyes to some things that as you've worked online and interacted with other people and tried different web tools, I have a feeling some of these things have been right there around you, but it hasn't dawned on you what they're for or what their implications could be in the classroom or in learning. And so I think it's going to be a really exciting part of our overall journey for you in this course. Anyway, I wish you all the best on this leg of your journey.